Berry Bar.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Count to Landon Gaz to begin the bottom of the second inning. No balls and a strike from Moonlight Graham Field. Andy Ockham for Raptors Radio on WFHR. Count evens 1-1. This one missing downstairs to the Raptor DH. A run on no hits, no errors for Lakeshore. Two runs, two hits, and an error for Wisconsin Rapids as the 1-1 misses outside the gap. Sack fly from Brady Council in the top of the first got the scoring started for Lakeshore. Rapids responding with a pair in the home half. RBI triple from Chris Arroyo and an RBI ground out from Walker Buchanan. Gaz fouling this 2-1 delivery down the first base side. Count evens again here in the Moore Park, California native. Game 56 of 70 this summer. How in the world is that possible, Raptor fans, as the 2-2 hit the other way? That'll end up near the Lakeshore bullpen down the right field line. Feels like just yesterday we were at Hare Baker Field, or if you even want to go before that, we were here at Moonlight Graham Field. Sunday, June 2nd, the 2-2 tap foul by Gaz. Supposed to have that game Monday night, the 3rd. End up getting rained out. That one going on right now, a makeup from 13 days ago. Be Saturday the 13th from Witter Field. The 2-2. Gaz taps this one foul down the third base side. After Gaz, it'll be Trotter Boston and then Tracer Lopez. The payoff home from Alex Redmond. This one hit on a line. It's down in left field for a base knock. Could be extra bases. Garcia out in front of the wall. Gaz is going to try and stretch it to a double. A throw into second, not in time. A leadoff two-bagger for Landon Gaz here in the home half of the second inning. Raptors have a runner out in scoring position. The lefty-on-lefty battle here for the third baseman, Trotter Boston. Boston, in the opener today, played short and got two at-bats. One for two, a single, and a strikeout. Redmond peers in. The first delivery to Trotter misses upstairs for ball one. Already three hits for the Raptors. They'll look to add more to their lead here in the home half of the second inning. The 1-0. On the outside corner, it's there to even the count at a ball and a strike. Lopez on deck, then it's Casso. The 1-1 misses down and out. Two balls and a strike on the Tabor Blue Jay. Boston in the driver's seat looking for a strike to go after here. The next delivery home. Slider check swing in the dirt on the appeal to third. Boston went around, but it kicks away from the catcher Schwalbach. Advancing to third on the wild pitch is Gaz. 2-2 count, a potential next run for Rapids just 90 feet away. The payoff home from Redden. That one not competitive, missing out in the right-handed batter's box. A full count draw from Boston here in his first plate appearance tonight. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Here it comes. Missing downstairs for ball four. Six pitch free pass to Trotter Boston. They're on the corners with nobody away for the Raptors in this bottom of the second inning. Raptor fans this summer, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, for more information, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. First pitch to Tracer Lopez. Out of the eight spot for the Raptors, misses outside for ball one. Just like in game one, Kirk Schreider rolling with six left-handed bats to three right-handed bats. Four righties and five lefties in the lineup for Lakeshore. As the 1-0 pitch misses the zone. Two balls, no strikes, the count here on Tracer Lopez. Xander Huddleston calling the balls and strikes this evening, just like he did in Game 1 of this doubleheader series way back yesterday. The 2-0 pitch softly blooped to shallow left center field, drawing out and making the catch as the shortstop Ellis for the first out of the inning. It's Jeremy Gaskin at first base, and the crew chief Clint Baxter returns down the third base line. First pitch to Gabe Casso in the right-handed batter's box, there for a called strike. Casso caught Game 2 last night, drove in a run, went 0-3. An RBI ground out to the shortstop in that 3-run top of the fourth. A 1 delivery sprayed by on the first base side, count quickly, nothing and 2 on the Northampton product. No balls, 2 strikes the count. Redmond looking for his second out of the inning. Beautiful night for baseball here in Mequon. Boston takes off, swing and a miss, throw down to second. That throw is errant. It gets by the glove of Scaldiferi into center field. Gaz will trot in to score. It is a strikeout of Casso, the second out of this inning. Everyone's safe on the bases, and the Rafters lead at 3-1. You see out of the Lakeshore dugout, one of the members of their coaching staff asking there was any interference on the backswing there from Casso. Now the conference will be had here between our three umpires this evening. Aiden Teal joking around. He's in the right-handed batter's box right now. Just taking some practice cuts. When you've been as scorching hot at the plate as you've been all summer, you can afford to crack a couple of jokes during an umpire visit. Everyone's safe, run scores, it counts, and Teal will get to hit here with 2 outs and a runner on second base. Good work there from Boston, getting a good jump, taking second, and Landon Gaz jogging home because of an errant throw, doing the rest. Each team with an error, now the Rafters lead it by 2 runs. Lefty-on-lefty battle, Teal singled and scored on the sack fly, or I should say that was on the triple of Arroyo back in the first, as the first pitch bounced in for ball 1. Only the second time as a Rafter, Aiden Teal went over. Should say third time, if you include the 4th of July and in his first game. It's the first time he's gone hitless in just over 3 weeks. The 1-0. On the outside corner there for a strike, it's 1-1. It'll be Carl Ellis and Cameron, 8-9-1, due up for Lakeshore when we reach the top of the third inning. Extra run for Brandon Scott. The 1-1 bounced in, 2 balls and a strike. Look at who's available off the bench. The Rafters here in Game 2. Cashel Duggar, the catcher. Infield, it's Kyler McIntosh and Mason Onati. Jorge Degatti the day off as well. 2 balls and a strike, the count. Boston on second base. He drew a 6-pitch walk as the second hitter due up this inning. Fastball there, Redmond, it misses inside. Perfect hitter's count here for Aiden Teal at 3 balls and a strike. Ben Lloyd awaiting on deck, Chris Arroyo will follow. Top 3 in the Rafter order, all left-handed hitters today. A 3-1. Ripped on the ground over to second, Scaldiferi fields cleanly, and will throw to first in time. Rafters get another run here in this second frame. They lead at 3-1 through 2 innings right here from Moonlight Graham Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become...
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
.891 here in the top of the third inning from Moonlight Graham Field, Caleb Carl leading things off for the Chinooks. First pitch of the inning from Brandon Scott misses up and away for ball one. Andy Ockham back here for Rafters Radio on WFHR. They lead it 3-1, three hits. Three runs for the Rafters and an error, a run on no hits and an error for Lakeshore. The 1-0 from the Wisconsin Rapids lefty fouled away. Another run in that second inning. Landon Gaz led it off with a double. He came home on an errant throw from Mason Schwalbach, trying to throw out Trotter Boston, stealing second base. Scott set the 1-1. This is upstairs, two balls and a strike now. Similar to the Rafters having military Mondays, this is the Military Appreciation Day here at Moonlight Graham Field. The Chinooks wearing specialty green uniforms. The 2-1, Carl in the foul down the first base side. Chris Arroyo, an RBI triple back in the first inning. One of the two extra base hits Wisconsin Rapids has picked up here tonight, looking to go 3-1 in this four-game stretch over the course of 2 days against the Chinooks. 2-2, least foul down the first base side, heads up down there in the Lakeshore dugout, remaining at 2-2. Caleb Carl out of Ohio played in the nightcap yesterday. There's the 2-2, hit in the air left field. Cannon coming in on it right near the line. He makes the catch. Leadoff man retired here in the top of the third inning. Tristan Ellis got the nod to play short in the opener yesterday. Returns to the lineup here in game two. Three plate appearances for Ellis in that 4-1 Rafter win in a game that each team recorded 10 hits. Ellis struck out swinging in his first at-bat for a walk in his second plate appearance and singled in the sixth inning of that loss. First pitch in the lefty-on-lefty battle, a fastball on the outer edge called a strike. Top of the order on deck for Lakeshore, that's Griffin Cameron. 9-1-2 spots, three straight left-handed hitters. 0-1. This is upstairs, count evens at a ball and a strike. Rafters will set up 2-3-4 when we get to the home half of this inning. Lefty-lefty, righty, Ben Lloyd, Chris Arroyo, and Walker Buchanan. Long pause for Scott, the 1-1. Goes off speed, but it can't catch the outside corner. Count moves, two balls and a strike. I will say it's going to be really weird tomorrow in Madison playing a full nine-inning game. Rafters will have gone 6 days without playing a full nine-inning contest. The 2-1 home from Scott. Swing and a miss into the glove of Gabe Casso. Two balls, two strikes, the count now. Scott looking for his second punch out of the outing. The payoff delivery with 10 on the pitch clock. Breaking ball ruled foul down the first base side. Two, two, one away. The Hillsdale College product set. The next two strike delivery home. Check swing on the fastball, outer edge, no swing on the appeal. Down to the crew chief on the third baseline, Clint Baxter, so a full count worked here for Tristan Ellis. Looks back to the home plate umpire, Xander Huddleston, before getting back into the box. UW-Milwaukee product playing in his fourth game with the Chinooks this summer. 3-2. That one in there for a called third strike. Fastball for Scott. Ellis looks back to the home plate umpire Huddleston, having a couple words to say as he'll strut back to the home dugout. Two up, two down for Scott here in the third. Griffin Cameron reached on a throwing error from Ben Lloyd back in the first inning. He scored on that sack fly off the bat of Brady Council. Gaudy numbers for Cameron in his first 24 games as a Chinook. First delivery from Scott bounced in for ball one. A 371 hitter and 89 at-bats entering this ballgame for Cameron. 33 hits, two doubles, no homers or triples, 11 runs driven in. 13 walks taken to 19 strikeouts. The 1-0. Fouled straight back, count evens 1-1. Mentioned it yesterday, game one I should say too, but one of his biggest assets, a threat to take off on the bases. 28 attempts this year. He has swiped 26, only been caught twice. No PS just under 850 entering this ballgame. Scott's 1-1. On the outside corner, that fastball is there for a called strike. 1-2 the count, two away. Scott looking to go three up, three down, and face the minimum for the second straight frame. He peers in and has agreed on a decision with Gabe Casso. The 1-2. It's one shot into left center. It's down for a knock. Cameron hitting the bag at first. He's looking to stretch it to a double. Teal's throw into the second base. Bag is not in time. There's that speed on full display right there. A two-out double for Griffin Cameron, his third of the season. Gets a runner out scoring position for Lakeshore with two away. Ty Wisdom grounded out to short back in the first inning. Has a chance here to do some damage. Wisdom a game in the opener as the right fielder had singled in the fourth inning and in the sixth. Raptors used three pitchers in game one, four innings for Houston High, an inning for Jack Wiesinger, and an inning for Cannon Restein. First delivery home in the lefty-on-lefty battle there for a called strike. Raptors know how big of a deal it would be to take three of four here. They're now four back of the first place Woodchucks in the second half. The 0-1. The high tapper to first. That gets under the glove of Chris Arroyo. Griffin Cameron breaking for the plate. The throw home is in time. Griffin Cameron not thrilled with that call at the plate whatsoever. Neither is the Lakeshore coaching staff. Chris Arroyo makes up for his blunder and throws out the speedy Cameron trying to score. An unhappy crowd here at Moonlight Graham Field as well. Let Xander Huddleston feel it from behind home plate. We head to the bottom of the third. Raptors lead at 3-1 right here on your home for After Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication, or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats: family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Ben Lloyd fouls off the first two pitches he sees from Alex Redmond here in the bottom of the third inning. Count begins 0-2 on the Rafters second baseman. Wisconsin Rapids 3, Lakeshore 1 here on your home for Rafter Baseball, WFHR. 0-2 fouled back by Lloyd again. Count remains. Andy Ockham back here in the Moonlight Grandfield press box. It's been a long couple of days here in Mequon, grinding out a couple of canceled games and making it up here in this Northwoods League season. The 0-2 foul. Nothing in two. A looking for Lloyd back in the first inning. The payoff. Breaking ball rolled over on the ground to second. Scaldiferi gloves and throws to first just in time. Lloyd busting it down the line, unable to get out, though. That's the first out of this inning. They'll bring up Chris Arroyo. Arroyo, an RBI triple back in the first inning, later came in to score. The first pitch to Christmas is low for ball one. Swinging away on the 1-0, Arroyo tapping it foul down the first base side. The UVA Cavalier, that was his first triple of the season. 1-1, misses downstairs. He's got four doubles, a couple homers, now 13 runs driven in. This is his 19th game as a Rafter. They make it a multi-hit game as the 2-1 pitch lined into center field for a base knock. Runner aboard for Wisconsin Rapids, and the batter is Walker Buchanan. Buchanan drove in a run back in the first on a ground out to the third baseman Ty Wisdom. The lefty-on-righty battle, Buchanan looked for something in the air. First delivery, fastball missing outside. The Orlando Lordoy in the on-deck circle, then it's Landon Gabbs. First pitch, after that ball, taking off for second Arroyo. It misses for ball two, but the throw down to second base is not in time. A late call from the crew chief, Clint Baxter. It's a close play at second. Feet first in safely, though, is Arroyo. It's in scoring position, and it is a 1-1 count, I should say, on Walker Buchanan. Buchanan getting the nod out of the cleanup spot. It was Chris Arroyo's spot to hold in the order in game one, but not having Jorge Degatti requires Arroyo to move up here in game two. 1-1 missing inside, two balls and a strike. Now, I do want to preface that Jorge is perfectly fine. He just played in all three games of this Lakeshore series. Getting himself a day off here in the nightcap, getting ready for Madison tomorrow night. 2-1, fouled back by Buchanan. Count evens, two balls and two strikes on number 22. Three innings of one-run ball for Brandon Scott. Allowed just one hit. Has thrown 44 pitches. The 2-2 to Buchanan. Hit on the ground, back up the middle, ranging to his left. The shortstop, Ellis, is able to field it cleanly and throw to first in time. A 6-3 put out of Buchanan is the second out in the frame. Advancing the third is Arroyo. As we look across the Northwoods League, some updated scores. Mentioned earlier, Minot over Madison in game one of that softball doubleheader. The Honeybees beating the Nightmares 5-4, but Madison able to split it at home, winning 12-7 in game two. The two important games to look at right now, Madison leading Rockford 5-3 at the top of the third inning from the Duck Pond in Wausau. On the road on ESPN Plus at Capital Credit Union Park, leading the Green Bay Rockers. On the count on Lord Doy, the next delivery to the Rafter right fielder, rolled over on the ground to second. Once again, that is scowled to Ferryfield and throw to first in time. Redmond faces one over the minimum here in the third. He allows a one-out single to Chris Arroyo, but Arroyo remains out on the bases. We're through three innings of play here in game two of our twin bill at Moonlight Graham Field. Two up for Lakeshore, 3-4-5, when we return for the fourth inning on WFHR.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
With combined decades of experience, the team at ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's a Wisconsin Rapids debut here in the top of the fourth inning from Moonlight Graham Field. First pitch of the frame to Brady Council. This is downstairs for ball one. It's the 6-2 right-hander from Jackson, Georgia, and Walters State Community College, Dakota Crumbly, in relief of Brandon Scott. 3-1 the score. Andy Yockum back here for Rafters Radio on WFHR. The right-hander fires a 1-0 fastball that misses low and outside for ball two. Rafters lead it by two runs, three runs on four hits, two errors, four Rapids. A run on a hit and an error for Lakeshore. The 2-0 delivery, fastball in there for a called strike. Brady Council, a sack fly back in the first inning off Brandon Scott. His line finished. The southpaw from Adrian, Michigan, and Hillsdale College allowing one hit on that earned run, walking one and striking out two on 44 tosses. 2-1 slider just misses outside from the right-hander. It is 3-1. Mason Schwalbach on deck. Then it's Jack Halloran to follow. Crumley set the 3-1. Fastball in there for a called strike, shooting the knees, working low in a full count on Council. Rafters sent four to the plate in the bottom half of the third. A one-out single from Chris Arroyo, but they couldn't push anything across. Hands held high for Crumley, the 3-2. Fouled away on the ground down the third base side. Crumley, one of four new arms to join the staff here right out of the All-Star break. All right-handers. Seth Creasy, number 12, out of Friedman-Hardman University. Henderson, Tennessee native. The 3-2. Breaking ball, got him chasing. A beautiful slider from Dakota Crumley. Welcome to the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Strikeout collected of Brady Council to begin at the fourth inning. Along with Creasy and Crumpley, stick with me, Crumpton, Kelly Crumpton from Troy University, a right-handed redshirt junior from Jackson, Mississippi. Those three, and then the Rowan College right-hander from Haddonfield, New Jersey, Danny Kerr. Mason Schwalbach in the left-handed batter's box. First pitch swinging, and he lines a base hit to center field. Schwalbach 1-for-2 in the ballgame. A runner aboard for Lakeshore. So plenty of Rafter debuts potentially on the horizon. We get into the weekend series. Jack Holleran drew a six-pitch walk off Brandon Scott to lead off the second inning in his first trip to the plate here tonight. Second seven-inning twin bill. The first pitch called a strike. Nothing in one delivery. Back to the offbeat. It's there to make it 0-2. Pinpoint precision on the breaking stuff from Crumley. The 0-2. That slider bounced in the dirt and over the glove of Gabe Casso. Taking second is Schwalbach. One ball, two strikes, the count. Crumley set, still ahead. See what he goes to here. Goes fastball and it misses low and away. Billy Scaldiferi on deck, then it's A.J. Garcia. Another long look in, Casso holding up the signs, Ben Lloyd working in and out behind second base. 2-2 breaking ball on the inside corner, got him looking. Outs here for Dakota Crumley in this top of the fourth inning. It'll bring up Billy Scaldiferi. Scaldiferi reached on a four unassisted fielder's choice back in the second inning. Righty-on-righty battle. The first pitch to the Lakeshore second baseman is a fastball that misses outside for ball one. Crumley peers back to second as his decision for the 1-0 with a dozen seconds on the pitch clock. That heater misses outside. Two balls, no strikes on Scaldiferi. Bottom half of this Lakeshore order for the second time around. The 2-0. Fastball rolled foul down the third base side. Still ahead in the count here is Scaldiferi. Going to look for a fastball out of the hand of Crumpton. Should say Crumley. That's going to happen a lot, Raptor fans, I promise you. to close out the season. It is Dakota Crumley on the mound right now, not to be confused with Kelly Crumpton. The 2-1 delivery misses down in the dirt, left-handed batter's box, blocked by Casso. Now 3 balls and a strike, the count on Scaldiferi. Three balls, one strike, two outs, runner on second, three-run Raptors, top four. The payoff from Crumley. Fastball runs inside, and that hit him. Luckily for the Raptors, it got away from Casso, so if it didn't hit him, it'd have runners on the corners. Right now, instead, Schwalbach having to stay at second. And the batter is A.J. Garcia. Raptor fans, your place to stay when coming from out of town to see the team this summer is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free homestyle breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Mike Spears, the Raptors' first-year pitching coach, out to the hill right now, along with Chris Arroyo and Gabe Casso to talk it up with Crumley in his Raptor debut. Meeting adjourned, Casso jogging back behind home plate, and it's a big spot here for A.J. Garcia. Back on the hill, Crumley, first base side of the slab, two away, two on. The first pitch to Garcia, misses low and outside. One ball, no strikes. Crumley peers back to second. Dancing off the bag there is Schwalbach, and he'll lightly toss over. Tracer Lopez, the shortstop, running back behind the bag. At first is Scaldiferi. Two runners left on thus far for Wisconsin Rapids. None left on for Lakeshore. The 1-0. Fouled away, right back behind home plate. No evens at a ball and a strike. Garcia, a strikeout victim of Scott back in the second. The 1-1. This is up and in. Back in the driver's seat is Garcia at two balls and a strike. Already working into some traffic here in his Raptor debut is Dakota Crumley. It's a pitch away from getting out of it, though, the 2-1. Hit in the air right field. Orlando Lordoy doesn't have to move all that much. He'll walk in a couple of steps to make the catch and retire the side. Lakeshore leaves a pair. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning from Moonlight Graham Field. Raptors 3, Chinooks 1, a 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Let's scream
for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom four from Moonlight Graham Field. The first pitch of the inning from Alex Redman. Two Raptors DH Landon Gaz is called a strike. Wisconsin Rapids 3, Lakeshore 1. 3 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for the Raptors. A run on 2 hits and an error for Lakeshore. They're called strike top of the zone there. Count nothing at 2. Gaz in the ball game, a double and score to lead off the second. The 0-2 misses low and away. Scoreless first inning of work in a Raptor uniform for Dakota Crumbly. Able to work out of traffic and leave a couple on. 1-2, off speed, trying to work its way to the backboard. Doesn't catch the zone, though. Count evens 2-2. Gaz, Boston, and Lopez in this inning. It'll be 8-9-1 in the bottom half. The Lakeshore side. They swing and a miss there on Gaz. He is down on strikes. He first out of the inning. And I did it to myself again. First time I've done it here on the broadcast. Bottom half. No, the Raptors are the home team here at Moonlight Graham Field. A weird oddity, but they're making it up from 13 days ago. It was supposed to be a home game between the Raptors and the Chinooks on a Saturday night at Witter Field, the 13th of July. Trotter Boston in search of his first at-bat of the ballgame. Taps a grounder foul down the first baseline. Drew a 6-pitch walk back in the second off Redmond. Redmond just threw his 61st pitch of the ballgame. 22 in that inning of work for Crumbly. The 0-1 misses low and inside. Elsewhere across the Northwoods League, this evening, 4-1 Kenosha leading Battle Creek at MCCU Field. 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Kingfish. A run on 3 hits and 3 errors for Battle Creek. Count now 2-1. That one missing downstairs on Boston. ESPN Plus from Turtle Creek Stadium. The Traverse City Pittsfitters held to just 1 hit through 6 frames. 6-0 Growlers. Boston, another grounder foul down the first baseline on the 2-1 delivery. Kokomo leading 5-0 at home against the Royal Oak Leprechauns in the top of the sixth. Just 1 hit for Royal Oak thus far. Minnesota in their 9th game of the second half. 2-6 in their first 8. They lead 3-2 in the top of the 4th at Wade Stadium, taking on the 11-9 second half Duluth Husky. 2-2 to Boston. Misses way outside. Count now full. 8-1 Wilmar. They're at home. Bottom 3 against the Mankato Moondogs. A couple of 13-win teams doing battle from Bill Taunton Stadium. The 3-2. Boston hits this one into center field. It's going to dunk down in front of Giff Griffin Cameron for a base hit. Boston aboard in both of his plate appearances this evening. A one-out single for Wisconsin Rapids. 3-1 in Minnesota. Mayo Field, the Rochester Honkers trailing the Waterloo Bucks. Teams with flipped records entering tonight. The 11-10 Bucks, the 10-11 Honkers. Tracer Lopez 0-1 popped out to his shortstop counterpart Tristan Ellis in shallow left field back in the second inning. First pitch to him here from Redmond. Out straight back. Top four at Carson Park. The Eau Claire Express, a game under 500 in the second half at 9-10. They're hosting the 12-9 Thunder Bay Border Cats, and they lead them by 3 runs, 5-2, top four. Fond du Lac being shut out on the road so far at Copeland Park as the 0-1 to Lopez lined into right center field and down for a base hit. Boston looking to go 180 feet from first to third, and he'll do so easily. They're on the corners with one away in the bottom of the fourth inning. Good piece of hitting there from Tracer Lopez. The Raptors are cooking. Back-to-back singles in this inning, and the batter is Gabe Casso. Bondelak, just as we say it, they now get a run at La Crosse. 2-1 the score. Tyler Albanese on the mound for the Loggers. The first pitch to Casso. This is downstairs for ball one. Still 5-3 Madison at the Duck Pond. They're hosting the Rockford Rim. It's a game to keep an eye on for the Raptors. The team directly in front of them in the division. Same thing. The first place Woodchucks still leading the Green Bay Rockers 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth at Capital Credit Union Park. Casso showing bunt. This fastball missing upstairs, though, as he pulls back. It is now 2 balls and no strikes. Blowout city in the softball division. Bottom three from ISG Field. The Mankato Habaneros lead the La Crosse Steam 10-1. 2-0 pitch. Casso showing bunt. Pulls back as it misses inside. Top three from Joe Faber Field. The Minot Hot Tots leading the St. Cloud Rocks 1-0 on the road. And a 0-0 ball game from Dickinson Baseball Field. Bottom one just getting underway. Bismarck at Badlands. The 3-0 to Casso, fastball, middle. It's now 3-1. Casso went down swinging back in the second inning. The 3-1, showing bunt. Casso makes contact, but it's fouled directly back behind home plate. Count now full on the Raptor catcher. Three balls, two strikes, one out, and they're on the corners. Raptors lead at 3-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. The payoff pitch misses down for ball four. It's a six-pitch free pass to Casso. The bases are full of Raptors with one down here in the fourth. We have a mound visit here. We'll see if a call to the bullpen is made for Lakeshore. Redmond encountering plenty of traffic here in this home half of the fourth inning. And Aiden Teal will step into the box. Wouldn't make sense to see a move here. Raptors getting back to the top of the order for the third time around. Once again, Raptor fans, your place to stay this summer when coming to watch the team from out of town is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. They're all covered at the Cobblestone. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Aiden Teal with the bags juiced and one away. He is 1-for-2 in the contest with a run scored. First pitch to him, fouled back. Singled and scored back in the first, grounded out to the second baseman, Billy Scaldiferri, to end the second. On deck is Ben Lloyd, then it's Chris Arroyo, hitter number 5 in the box of this inning for Rapids. It's the 0-1 delivery, misses downstairs, count evens a ball and a strike on Teal. Teal 0-for-3 in the opener, but getting himself on the right foot here. Swinging away at the 1-1. It's going to touch down in center field. Two runs are going to come in to score. It's a two-run single for Aiden Teal. And a multi-hit game for the Virginia Cavalier makes it 5-1 Wisconsin Rapids. Going first to second is Casso. Raptors looking to get in firm control of game two of the Twin Bill. Still just one away for Ben Lloyd. Another lefty-on-lefty battle for Redmond. The southpaw comes set and peers back to second base. First pitch to Lloyd, off-speed, missing down on the turf and kicking away from the catcher Schwalbach, taking the extra 90 from second to third. In the process is Gabe Casso. One of the count, Lloyd 0-for-2 in the ballgame, went down looking in the first, grounded out to second back in the third. The 1-0. This is low and away, 2 balls, no strikes on the Kenosha, Wisconsin native. Have to imagine the end of the line is near for Redmond. Just threw his 79th pitch, number 80 coming in here. Fastball missing down in the dirt. 3 balls, no strikes, the count now. See if Lloyd gets the ability to go after this one or if he's just going to keep the bat on his shoulder. 3-0 fastball misses high for ball four. Four pitch, free pass. Lloyd aboard for the first time in this ballgame, and the bases are once again loaded with rafters. To second, Teal, Casso on third, and now we'll get the hook from Alex Redmond. Throws 81 pitches through 3 1/3 tonight. He's responsible for every single rafter on the bases right now. We're returning in just a couple and a half minutes. 5-1 Wisconsin Rapids. They're still alive here with one down in this fourth inning on WFHR.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at HelpNoKidHungry.org.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them.
Pitcher into the ballgame for Lakeshore. Covington, Tennessee native, the left-hander Parker Davis. Bases full of rafters, 5-1, bottom four. First pitch to Chris Arroyo. Swung on and missed. Count begins 0-1. Andy Ockham back in the Moonlight Graham Field. Visitor to press box. 3 1/3 for Alex Redmond. 7 hits allowed. 3 walks, 3 strikeouts on 81 pitches. He's responsible for all 3 rafters on the bases right now. The 0-1. Missing upstairs. Count now. A ball and a strike on Arroyo. Chris has reached 2 times today, both on hits, an RBI triple to tie us at 1 in the first and a base hit back in the third. The 1-1. That one on the outside corner there to make it 1-2. Davis working in his 5th game of the season from Dyersburg State. Last worked an inning here at home against the Green Bay Rockers on the 19th. Allowed 5 earned runs on 6 hits in 1 inning. The 1-2. Fouled straight back by Arroyo on a fastball. He's allowed 9 earned runs in his last 2 outings. Worked 3 innings prior at Kalamazoo on July 10th. That's Casso on third, Teal on second, a big 2-run single for 8 in this inning to make it 5-1. Ben Lloyd on first. The 1-2. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Arroyo down on strikes. That is the 2nd out in this inning. Walker Buchanan, the eighth hitter for Wisconsin Rapids, will climb into the right-handed batter's box here. Walker 0 for 2 with an RBI in the ballgame. Grounded out to third and drove in that run in the first inning. Last time up a ground out to the shortstop, Tristan Ellis, back in the sixth. A lefty-on-righty battle here for Davis. First pitch to Buchanan. Fastball, middle-middle. Count begins 0-1. Lakeshore, Carl, Ellis, and top of the order with Griffin Cameron. We get to the top of the fifth inning. Comes Seth Davis, the 0-1. Off-speed shot back up the middle. It'll get by the glove of the shortstop, Ellis, into center field. Casso scores. Right behind him is Aiden Teal. A two-run single for Walker Buchanan makes it 7-1 Wisconsin Rapids. Ben Lloyd almost got backpicked at second there. Able to get back in safely. Four runs in this fourth frame for the Rafters. Lando Lordoy, 0 for 2 in the ballgame, a pop out to short back in the first, a ground out to second in the third. Long look back to second for Davis, the first pitch to Lordoy, in on the hands, blooped into left field for a base hit. Getting the way around from third is Lloyd, he'll come in to score. Orlando Lordoy's first RBI as a Rafter brings in a fellow newcomer in Ben Lloyd, and it's 8-1 Rafters. Rafters have hit around here in this fourth inning. The batter is Landon Gaz. Again, this inning with a strikeout against Redmond. The line now complete for Redmond. 8 runs, 7. The first pitch to Gaz fouled away. Rafters positioning themselves quite nicely to finish off this stretch with Lakeshore, 3 wins in 4 games in the span of 2 days. Count nothing at one on the DH, Gaz. Davis brings it home. In the air, foul down the first base side. No balls, 2 strikes to the count. Out on second, Buchanan, Lordoy on first. 10 hitters to the box here for Wisconsin Rapids in this home half of the fourth inning. The 0-2. Another one fouled away down the first base side. Gaz fighting and hanging tough. Did double to lead off the second inning and later scored. The catcher Schwalbach throwing down the signs for Davis. Now finally comes set, hands at the belt buckle, middle of the slab, the 0-2. Hit in the air, shallow right. Crashing in and drawing out Hollerin. It's going to drop in between him and Carl. Base hit for Landon Gaz. Buchanan scores to third, Lordoy. It's a 6-run bottom of the fourth inning for the Rafters, and they're on the corners with 2 down. Great base running on both ends with 2 down, crashing and going on anything put in play. Trotter Boston, the 11th hitter for Wisconsin Rapids this inning. Boston singled earlier in the inning and later scored. It's another left-handed battle here with Davis. First pitch to him, high cheddar, swung on and missed. Nothing in one of the Tabor Blue Jay. The next delivery home. Fastball on the outer edge. It's there to make it 0-2. The payoff deliver with the runners on the corner. Fouled back to the screen by Boston. 10 hits now for Wisconsin Rapids compared to Lakeshore's 2. They lead it 9-1. Be up to the bullpen to get the final 9 outs of this ball game. They've already got 3 of them coming from Dakota Crumbly.